in Medford. Ooh, I missed.
Yeah. gang out of jail. Manatee County, can't forget. Take your pistol off the wall and heed the twilight call. Cincinnati is under attack. There's blood on the walls, cops in the halls. See you when we get back. Golden Gate Bridge.
WMFO Medford. That's where we are. We just heard two by the Joe Perry Project. First, the iconic Let the Music Do the Talking, and then Four Guns West. I'm Mike Newman here with Mike Stewart.
Yes, right.
And our guest, Mark Bell.
How are we doing, Mark?
Doing great.
Mark's going to enlighten us with some information.
A couple of shameless plugs.
Plug away.
Coming up, now this is looking far in advance, but it's worth marking your calendar. If you're an Aerosmith or a Joe Perry fan, Saturday and Sunday, August 15th and 16th of 2020, it's going to be Aerosmith History Days 3 at Lake Sunapee Harbor in New Hampshire. The Aerosmithsonian, including gold and platinum album awards, tour jackets, rare promo material, backstage passes, laminates, artwork, and thousands of Aerosmith photos will be on display during this huge two-day event. Mock Bell, me, will meet and greet, sign my new book, Once a Rocker, Always a Rocker, and whatever other Joe Perry project or Mock Bell stuff you bring along. Also attending will be Aerosmith founder, guitarist Ray Tabano, Joe's sister, Annie Perry, collectors including Mark Blair and Rich Johnson, plus some big surprises. The Aerosmith History Days 3 will take place at the Livery, located inside the old Sunapee Town Hall. This is where Aerosmith first got together. On Main Street, the big white barn at the top of the hill on your right as you enter the harbor. Shuttle buses will be running from parking lots around the town into the harbor. Free admission hours for Aerosmith History Days 3 is Saturday the 15th, 11 to 6, and Sunday the 16th, 10 to 4 p.m. Also, this Sunday, January 19th, 2020, 8 p.m. to midnight, Sun Tiki Studios in Portland, Maine, 375 Forest Ave. Geach Romo is going to bring us an amazing super hot rock show with headliners Barrence Whitfield and the Savages on their last date before their European tour, and Portland Power Mavens Tiger Bomb. At 8 p.m., the master of ceremonies of the night, me, Mock Bell, will kick off the night with some readings from my new book, Once a Rocker, Always a Rocker, a diary, before taking to the autograph table for a book signing. This one goes from 8 p.m. till midnight. It's all ages. It's $12. Sun Tiki Studios at 375 Forest Ave, Portland, Maine.
You know, it's funny you mentioned about the Aerosmithsonian.
Mm.
They recently, on one of those reality antique shows, they found the Aerosmith original van. Mm. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I saw that.
And see that flyer up on the wall there under the picture of Joe Perry?
You see the flyer. Look at this wall. It's covered with posters. And
yeah. Okay. That flyer, I was standing in front of Malden High School, and that van pulled up, and they gave me that flyer.
Oh, okay. Well, back when the van was on the road.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It used to go by my house in Holliston, too.
Yeah,
it was very obvious with that keep on trucking guy on it.
So we're going to go for reading now with Mark.
Yeah, I'm going to practice. Since I'm doing this reading this week, the 19th, in Portland, I have not practiced doing a reading yet, so I'm going to practice for Mike and Michael. I usually read something from today, which is January 13th, but we didn't do anything on January 13th.
There you go.
But this is a couple weeks later, Wednesday, February 2nd, 1983. Jay is at the wheel of the van. We're all listening to the radio bulletins coming in. The entire Midwest is bracing for a major storm. Snow is already falling at a rapid clip as we hit the Illinois state line, still on I-74 West. Following a standout show at the Vogue last night, we had a short after-party at the hotel. After that, Rick drove Bunny Kim back to her hutch in Cincinnati. Our road manager, Jay, looks like hell. His eyes are watering and he's coughing. I'm suspicious about what's going on in the crew rooms ever since guitar tech Zakowski came on board. It's obvious the sex and drug activity has increased. Our crew is suddenly looking like the Manson family. Danville, Urbana, Bloomington, Peoria. The snow plows are up ahead of us, clearing the way. Jay is on the CB radio, and drivers are being advised to leave the highway. By the time we hit Galesburg, we're in the midst of a full-scale blizzard, almost impossible to see up ahead. We cross the Mississippi River, can't see it though, into Davenport, Iowa, finally stopping at the Budget Plus Motel. Jay wades through a snowdrift and into the lobby. We wait. Too many minutes go by. Jay returns with bad news. Our rooms have already been sold. Because of the snow emergency, they figured we'd never show up. Then it gets worse. Jay finds a payphone and calls around to the Holiday Inn, Ramada, Best Western, Red Roof, Super 8, Motel 6, you name it. They're all packed, full of stranded motorists. We're the lone vehicle on the road by the time we skid into the Tall Corn Motel. I'm rooming with my buddy, Danny Hargrove. We sled our gig bags through a 3-foot snowdrift and unlocked the door. A herd of cockroaches stampede towards us. We flip on the lights. The filthy bugs scatter in every direction. Into the tattered furniture, squeezing into moldy cracks in the walls, they even disappear into the stained mattresses. We bolt out of there, terrified. The project somehow makes it to the gig at Stage West, where we proudly rock for Three Whores and a Midget. Mm-hmm. Nobody's coming out in this weather. Later, we sneak back to our infested room at the Tall Corn, freaking out with fear. There's nowhere to escape. Every hotel in Iowa is packed due to the storm. It's way below freezing outside, with snow drifting 8 feet high in places. We have no choice. Danny and I get to work. Inside the room, we turn on every light bulb and remove every lampshade. Bright light is the only thing that can hold the swarm of vermin at bay. We lay down on top of our tightly made beds with all our clothes and jackets on. Our pant legs are tucked snugly inside our boots. We attempt to sleep in the fully lit room by wearing blindfolds that we fashion out of our bandanas. Is this why traveling rock band guys are all wearing bandanas these days?
You know, that reminds me. I was going cross-country, and I stayed at the El Rio outside of Tulsa and had a very similar experience with the cucarachas. We walked in. There was pictures of matadors on the wall, and there's like a, you know, there's a drag race of cockroaches going around in the bathtub, and there was a twin bed, and, you know, my friend takes, you know, we were going to California. He lived out there. He was in the movie business, and he opens his thing, and then I opened my bed, and mine had a nice stripe down the middle. If he gets my... It was pretty bad.
Oh, man.
I basically just kind of laid on the bed and kind of wrapped it around me and never touched anything else. I know what that feels like.
It was weird, though. Another thing in the project is we'd be at the Tall Corn Motel one night, and then the next night we'd be at the Sunset Marquee, in where the A-listers stay in Hollywood. It was everything was totally different from yesterday, and then tomorrow was a whole nother thing. You could never count on anything in this band.
Now, you must have played L.A., obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get involved with that whole groupie scene with all those people, all those special people that have written all the books in the last several years?
Well, some of the ones that wrote the famous books, like I'm with the Band, were too old for me.
Yeah.
Definitely got involved with a lot of the the young ladies and the super fans. Yeah, my social life was fantastic in the band.
Yeah,
my wallet was thin, but never a dull moment.
So we're here. We're talking with Mark Bell of the Joe Perry Project, Thunder Train, and Mark Five. Before we go, do you want to hit on your last band there?
Oh yeah,
I actually saw you guys a couple times, and I know Jimmy Birmingham.
Oh yeah, Jimmy.
He lived around the corner from me for a while in Malden.
You're speaking of Mach 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mach 5. And there's actually been even more bands. I mean, I can't stay away from bands.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Mach 5. That was an interesting, super fun thing that happened in around 2004 through 2006. Yeah, we did a cool album. And Destroy, Jimmy Birmingham, amazing guys. I don't know what to say. It kind of really came together for me because I went to the Abbey.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this kind of reminds me of that old Rat vibe.
Yeah.
I haven't felt that vibe in a long time. All I need is a band. So we got a band going so I could play the Abbey. And we ended up, it was crazy. We ended up playing, this was from WBCN, the 50,000 Watt Giant. The Rock of Boston was still churning out.
And you know where Mike was from?
Where Mike used to work. Right. And they were still doing the BCN Battle of the Bands. What, the Rumble?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd played the Rumble in 1979, and now I was back to play the Rumble in 2006 with
wow.
Mach 5. So I don't know if anybody's had as long a gap between their first time and last time they played the Rumble. One other thing I want to mention was oncearocker.com. It's like the book Once
yeah.
a Rocker, Always a Rocker, but just onceArocker.com. Mm-hmm. That's where you can go to hear all my archived podcasts and TV show appearances and read about events coming up, like the Suntiki gig with Barents Whitfield this Sunday up at Portland, Maine, 375 Forest Ave. That's on the website, and of course, connections to where you can order my book.
Well, any other parting words? What would be your advice for people coming up in bands now? You've seen the landscape of many, many years. Any advice?
Get into it as young as you can. And if you're young and you stink, don't worry about it. Just rock, because you probably don't stink as much as you think. And people like it. I mean, I don't know if I ever stopped stinking, but I just kept on rocking, and now I'm writing, and some people like it. And so, that's for sure. And get out and see as many other bands as you can to learn, to maybe make some new contacts with people you might play with in the future, and just to support them and make scenes happen, you know, whether it's at a club or in basements or in your backyard, however you do it. Try to do some real life stuff. Don't do it all online.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Before I forget, a good friend of mine, Chris Parson, Boys Who Know Where, wanted to say hello. Well, thank you, Mark, very much for coming in and enlightening us and giving a lot of insight and telling us about your book. And we hope to have you back at a future time and when you write your next book.
Don't pressure me too much. Thanks, Mike. It's been a real pleasure to be back at WMFO.
Thanks, Mark. The book is Once a Rocker, Always a Rocker, available anywhere you find fine books. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah.
It was great to have you here.
started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Fact, I'm feeling just fine, she said.
Hey man, there was no love between us, and what we had was only convenience. It hit me hard like a punch in the gun.
I was a sucker for her carny love, I said. Trailer looks like a shack, he said.
Hey boy, life is not a trouble world. Skydiving downs and roller coaster curves. Just shook my head cause I had enough.
There ain't no future in this carny love, I said.
WMFO Medford. Mike on the mic with Mike Stewart. It's really nice of Mark Bell to come up here.
Yes,
that was great.
That was fun.
Yeah.
We walked down memory lane.
Well, you know. When
as long as he could keep walking.
That's correct. That was really good. You know, once again, his book, Once a Rocker, Always a Rocker.
Yeah.
It's a diary of his time with the Joe Perry Project.
Interesting times. You know, I think a lot of people should read about it. You know, especially if you're in a band now, you can get a perspective of how things were back then and how things could be for you now.
Definitely. All right, let me tell everybody what we played, and then
that's
we're
right.
going to talk about the great whistle stop.
Yes, we will.
Kind of thing that's going on. All right, we just heard our friend Greg Allen.
Yeah.
Greg Allen's French Religion.
Just hanging him with the other day, and his beautiful wife Heather, and our friend Gwyneth, and our friend Com, and got some good music. His band's going to be playing out again.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was from his latest EP called Happiness Is On The Way. Carney Love.
Yeah.
The Brigands.
What about those guys?
That's your band.
That's me.
That's your band. It's from a release called International Pop Overthrow, strangely enough. That was Supersonic.
Yeah, we did a couple compilations for them. I think, 14, 17 or something. And
nice.
It was on Live from Butterbeats, and it was also on our 2013 release, Night Patrol.
Butterbeats. Stupidity, just before that, our friends from Stockholm. Seriously.
Yeah, they live over the other side of the water.
They do. That was from a record called Four, F-O-R-E. Rum and Gone, one of their best tracks, I think.
Great guys over there.
Love them.
We've had them over here a couple times in the United States. They've been on WMFO and WMWM. I think they might have even been on WMBR. Yeah.
Yep.
Great guys.
Band Against Stupidity, a really good garage rock and roll band. Then the Joe Perry Project was just before that, just after Mark took off.
Yeah.
From Once a Rocker, Always a Rocker, that was Black Velvet Pants.
Is a video, if you look up in YouTube land, is a video of that. And the woman playing sax is Joe's future wife.
And then the
who
first
I went,
one
I went to Mass Art with.
Mass Art. Aerosmith was what we played as the first song of that set, title track from Toys in the Attic.
Yeah, great tune.
It is. Whistle Stop Rock, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, our friends are doing this. It's how many more dates? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more dates. They've already done one of them. Justine the Unclean is in there.
I just went blank because I can't see the list.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have a list.
Yeah, there should be a list of all the bands that are playing it.
Shouldn't there, though, right?
Well, you would think this is the future. It would seem in a boat.
Nine of New England's best rock bands have reunited to form a traveling festival. They are the Chelsea Curve,
yes.
Cold Expectations.
Joe Allen, right from here, WMFO.
Right, DJ. Field Day, Heather Rose and Clover, they're a great band.
Yeah.
Kid Gulliver, The Knockups, Power Slut, Tiger Bomb, and Justine the Unclean.
Can't say good enough about all those bands.
All right, let's play some Justine, shall we?
Yeah, we should.
Actually, I should. I just had their next dates here.
And all also, right. You can catch Justine. She has a kind of a country thing called Justine and the Black Threads, which she does with Jimmy Scopa and some other musicians. Catch that. I know they played the Square Root and Rosendale and some other places, so definitely catch it. I think they do the Plow in Cambridge.
Ah, great place.
Yes.
Okay, so next show for the Whistle Stop Rock Festival is March 13th in Salem. We have...
What club is that?
Kodo.
Kodo, okay.
Whistle Stop Rock on March 14th, next day, also at Kodo, night two. Night one and night two.
Get your sushi, get your rock and roll.
Then it's Portland, Maine. It's Sun Tiki Studios.
Oh, they'll be hanging right there with the great gals from Tiger Bomb. That's their area.
There you go.
They have a great CD out.
And it's finishing up on April 25th in North Adams, Mass.
Wow, that's out there.
Hilo North Adams, and that's the last one.
You couldn't get more farther out than that.
Sure you could. Ever heard of Australia?
It's kind of hot there now.
It's WMFO. We'll be right back. And now for something completely different.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, a fitness writer, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Like many of the million people who are living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every single day. And sometimes my nerves are so raw that if you brushed up against me in an elevator, I'd scream. I can't sleep at night from the pain, and sometimes the spasms in my legs are so intense they will wake me up throughout the night. I've tried the strongest prescription medications available, and I'm gonna tell you, they do not work. In fact, they leave me in a stupor, and most of the time, it's impossible to even live your life. Now, I've tried medical marijuana, and I'm gonna tell you something, it works. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
MPP, baby. It's WMFO.
Method.
You're just dying to do that.
I know. What's wrong with me?
All right, so we played a bunch of stuff. Let's see, Justine the Unclean we did. That was Passive Aggressive Baby. Wow, what a great track from them. Yeah. Always great stuff.
Checked
from
out
them.
That festival.
Yeah. Whistle Stop.
Yeah.
Glowbox. Local music, Glowbox.
Great stuff.
Just fantastic stuff. From their last record, Fossil Fuel. Not their last, like they'll never do it again. Their latest record, yeah. I should say. Bad DJ. That was Moonstone. Great Glowbox. Just great. The Posies. Classic stuff called Dream All Day from their CD called Frosting on the Beater. And the great Cracker from Kerosene Hat. That was Movie Star.
Yeah, Star.
All right, Mike.
Well, anyways... as people might want to listen to the Mark Bell interview again, you can go to the WMFO.org and look at the schedule. Go to Mike on the Mic at this time period from 9 to
8 to 10.
Yeah. And you can listen to it for the next 2 weeks. Also, we're in the planning for the next WMFO Live Day. We're also helping the guys up at WMWM do
May,
their...
May 2nd.
Yes, May 2nd. And their live acoustic day, probably somewhere in midsummer. And we're thinking of doing maybe even a mini version of that there this summer.
Mini.
And the Malden Music Project will make a reappearance, probably, if you want to hear some of your great Malden artists, whether it be Norman Greenbaum or Extreme or whatever... That'll be announced soon, and that'll be up at WMWM. And I'm hoping to do some more Boston Wind Rock soon. I've been kind of behind the eight ball with these injuries and all kinds of truck problems, but I'm kind of semi-back. I have one good leg.
Okay, I think you've caught everybody up now
there you
in your life.
That's right.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks again to Mark Bell. This is WMFO Medford. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.